Memories of my village school. Here it is. My village school. Still here. Though strangely so much smaller now. It seemed much, much bigger when, letting go of my mother's warm, reassuring hand, I entered nervously through its wooden gate in search of education. Though at the time I'm not sure if I understood why I was there at all. What is this education? And why is it kept in this place called school? Will I like it? Is it like sweets? Will I get some if I'm good? If I'd known about times tables, my first walk to school may have been coloured by a few more cries of protest. Now, standing in the playground, what memories linger here? How do I remember it? A jungle full of menace and danger? Or a field of dreams where all wishes can come true? Perhaps both. Even now, a few ghostly shouts, songs, taunts, and squeals of delight come echoing down the years, silenced only by the equally ghostly teacher's bell calling children back to their classrooms. And what of the classrooms? Do I want to go inside? My selfish memory wants it to be just as I remember it. Wooden desks, inkwells, blackboard and easel, all frozen in time and illuminated by shafts of glorious summer sunshine, flickering in the thick dust left by years of learning. Perhaps not. Nothing stays the same. Change, our constant companion, weaves a new set of memories for another generation. And just as fondly as I recall nature walks, you will have your own stories and pictures to treasure or to hide away. At this moment, looking back through the mists of time and change, which images are real and which imagined? A few welcome photographs, frozen like my classroom memories, bring such joy and then scold me for my forgetfulness. Yet here I am, having nervously entered a thousand other gates, back here, where in so many ways it all began. My village school's still here. Can I open the gate and begin another journey? Just for a while, friends, old and new, pause and remember our village school.